For Kabach and Changing Hands Bookstore, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for arts lovers. It's strange how books can find you at just the right time, in history, in your life, as a part of your work, and can strike a chord they would not have otherwise. Such is the case with opera diva Jessi Norman's new autobiography, Stand Up Straight and Sing, published by Houghton Mifflin Harcourt. At a time when a lot of us believe we have come such a long way in race relations, the nation is still reeling from riots in Ferguson, Missouri, and the senseless tragedy that preceded them. A large part of Norman's book reminds us that we are not so very far from the segregation and Jim Crow policies of the Deep South, where she grew up in Augusta, Georgia, in the 50s and 60s. She gives firsthand accounts of her encounters with racial injustice, prejudice, and hate, not only here in the U.S., but in Europe, too, at a time when African Americans were just beginning to organize and fight the inequalities and injustices they are still fighting today in Ferguson and everywhere else. Her story of growing up in the South in the latter part of the 20th century and what it meant to be African American in that context is a great introduction to the young Jessi Norman, who would go on to Howard University in Washington, D.C., and soon after take her first steps toward the worldwide career and acclaim she would later achieve. As you might expect, the book is filled with lively anecdotes about her life and career. Most interesting to me were the glimpses of the nuts and bolts behind the scenes, straight dirt on what it's like to be an opera singer, the practices and mechanics and rituals she goes through for a performance, the collaborative process with other artists and conductors and directors that leads to a great performance. There's good advice for aspiring young singers, too. Jessi Norman cautions against starting too young and trying to do too much too soon, ramping up one's career at too young an age before the voice is fully nurtured and developed properly. She cut her own European career short in her 20s for that very reason. With all the great material she shared in the book, though, I still felt like I was being held at arm's length. A few more intimate details and insights on her own personal struggles and challenges might have helped. On the other hand, I understand that we as readers don't need to know every excruciating detail of a life to appreciate a good memoir. All in all, a very fine accounting of a wonderful life and career in music from a woman who is inspirational on many levels, in many ways, not just in the arts, but in life as well. There's a lot of valuable, hard-won advice on living a good life and being true to oneself in this book. Stand Up Straight and Sing by Jessi Norman would make a great holiday gift for the arts and music lovers in your life. To find out more about the Kabach Changing Hands Bookstore Book Notes selection for December and to order it at a Book Notes discount, go to www.changinghands.com. For Kabach and Changing Hands Bookstore, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for lovers of the arts.